Getting you set for Eagles Cowboys tonight. Been a lot of fun today. We've talked Survivor. Just had conversations with Shane Irving and Ian Harditz going back to back. A lot of hot takes there. Shay wants everything blown up. He's screaming about Jerry and the Cowboys. And Ian had the exact same Super Bowl prediction as one Sam Panionovich. Sammy P, we got 10 toes down coming up in 20 minutes. Like, we say that, but people don't even know what it is. And I don't know that we know what it is because it's the first time we're going to be doing this segment. Sam, how would you try to explain what we think 10 toes down will be to the people?
I think it's a bold proclamation, a planting of a flag, or a ridiculous hot take. Think of it this way. Put on your Costos goggles and just say whatever comes to mind. Isn't that basically what it is? 10 toes down?
I think so. And everybody's going to be involved. Everybody's going to put 10 toes. I'm assuming everybody has 10 toes. I don't know if they do. We'll find out during the segment.
Let me check. I got five. Yep, got five there.
Five.
I'll check the other foot during the break.
Okay, good. You don't need to take the sock off to count. I think you can do just
nice
fine.
Nice looking sock, isn't it? That's what I call a blackjack sock.
It's gorgeous. So we'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. We went over a lot of awards over the last couple of days, MVP, OPOY, DPOY, the rookie awards as well. Have you seen a market on the protector? That's what they're calling it, right?
Protector of the year?
The best offensive lineman, apparently. I haven't seen odds posted on that one, but I know they're out
there. They have it at Circa. I thought Green Book had protector of the year as well. I could be wrong here. Let me pull up the Circa market. The first thing I wanted to start with, though, not to take this in a different direction, I'm going to just stall here while I'm pulling that market up. I know Circa has it for sure, and that's like the offensive lineman of the year. I cannot believe, and Paul put these in the rundown for us, the highest ticket count and the biggest liability for coach of the year is Dan Campbell. What does the guy have to do to win coach of the year? They just went 15-2. How do you possibly get better than that? Like, I mean, they're not going to go 16-1, 17-0. It's not going to happen. It just can't.
Yeah.
So if they go 13-4 or 14-3 and they're technically worse than last year, how does he win coach of the year? Barring an unbelievable 16-1 season or a 17-0 season. How does it happen?
The case is you wanted to give Ben Johnson all the credit. Ben Johnson's gone. We had two head coaches as coordinators. They're both gone. A number of other coaches gone too. Leader of the team, center, he's retired. He's gone too. I'm still here holding it all together and nothing's changed. Maybe I'm the biggest reason that this has happened. I'm making the case. He's not winning. That ain't happening. But these books are legal in Michigan. They have a lot of books. And that fan base bets on their team. Best number I see is 25-1. Dan Campbell is not winning this award. This is not 10 toes down. But, yeah, I mean, it's just they're rooting for their guy. And he's popular. And that's it. I mean, if you go at the top of the board, the market's smart. It took a little bit of time, but they came around to it. They understand what it takes to win this award. Ben Johnson's your favorite. BetMGM has him at plus 650. Vrabel's a second favorite. They're neck and neck, plus 700. And then there's a little bit of a gap. You'll see some disagreement, but for the most part, the names are Cohen. So, okay, rookie head coach, rookie head coach, rookie head coach. Three new guys. Jonathan Gannon, Dave Canales, Pete Carroll getting some love. Here's another rookie head coach in Aaron Glenn, Jim Harbaugh, year number two. That's the top of the board. It doesn't mean they're the best coaches, but the market understands what it takes, and you have to exceed expectations, be a bit of a surprise. Dan Campbell, with a win total of 10.5, would not be a surprise at all. So I think it's wasted money betting on him.
Agreed. The formula has really turned into one of two things. You're either a rookie that has success, rookie head coach, of course, or you take a bad team to the playoffs. If you can do both, sound the alarm. Da, na, 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 na. Like, that's what it is. Remember Brian Daboll with the Giants? Mm-hmm. Had both. So that's why the books have sharpened their pencils and realized Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel. Let's just put them at the top because people have figured this out and people are going to bet Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel if we have the price too high. Let's just make them favored. And if you want to bet them at 6-7-1, by all means, have at it, Haas. We're not going to give you these first-year coaches, though. Not that Vrabel's a first-year coach, but it's his first year in Foxborough. So the books have smartened up on that. They put first-year head coaches right near the top. New team, new time, all right, 7-1. And then you look at the guys like Dave Canales and Jonathan Gannon and Pete Carroll on teams that didn't really do well last year but have the ability for growth. That's what this market has turned into. A simple reminder, Andy Reid, maybe the best coach. Well, he is the best coach now that Belichick's in college. Andy Reid's the best coach in the NFL. Andy Reid's won this award one time. Period. It's not the best coach.
There's some names at the top that we've already thrown out that I do like. I haven't bet him because I'm trying to justify the number. Like Ben Johnson, Vrabel, yeah, they'll be part of this conversation, especially if either of those teams performs well this year, but I'm not betting them at 7. Now, Cohen at 14 is really enticing. Pete Carroll at 16 is pretty enticing. I haven't gotten there yet, but I think those guys are part of the conversation. What do you think about the third favorite is Cohen at 14-1?
I'm not there, but yeah. I had Ryan Kramer from Sports Gambling Podcast on the show, Chicken Dinner this week or last week. He's got Cohen Coach of the Year, Trevor Lawrence MVP, Jags make a playoff run. So if he's right and Liam Cohen is this offensive mastermind, it's going to be right there for him. It's really about narrative. What's the best story? Young coach, first-time head man, takes Jacksonville to playoffs. I don't have my bell. Bell's in Boston. Ding, 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 ding. If Liam Cohen solves Trevor Lawrence and gets Jacksonville to the playoffs, it's him. However, what if Ben Johnson and Liam Cohen both do the same thing? What if the Bears and Jacksonville both go 10-7, both make the playoffs? Who wins?
Ben Johnson.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bigger market. Yeah, bad history with coaches.
Younger quarterback. Younger quarterback.
Yep. Definitely more popular team. I would think that that would be the case, even though it's a weaker NFC overall. I would give the nod to Ben Johnson. Both offensive-minded guys, younger guys. Sought after. Yeah, I get it.
I have, you asked about Protector of the Year.
Okay.
Circa has this up, and Penei Sewell is favored at plus 370. Oh. Then Lane Johnson in Philly, 450. Trent Williams, San Francisco, 7-1. Jordan Mailata, 815. And then it looks like Quentin Nelson is the next guy at 16-1. Joe Alt, 16-1. You can go down the board forever because you have five linemen on a team and 32 teams. But Penei Sewell, plus 370 to be the Protector of the Year.
No idea. Where's Trent Williams?
7.
7, you said? Okay.
Yeah, he's the third favorite. Third favorite.
Okay. They're probably just going to go for the first time they hand this award out, they're probably going to go with an all-timer, right? A guy that's going to be in the Hall of Fame who's still playing at a high level on a successful team. That would be my guess, and that's why those names are at the very top. I understand why they're there. I don't think it's a market that's going to get a lot of action, at least in year number one, but I could be wrong. Coach of the Year, I looked further down the board. So Cohen and Carroll, I'm interested at those numbers, 14 and 16, but the favorite usually does not win. It's usually laughable at the end of the year when you go back and say, hey, remember who the coach of the year favorite was? Yeah, it was the Eberflus last year. Like, they usually come out of nowhere and these markets move quickly. But down the board, I was looking at the NFC. What if the Giants sneak into the playoffs? Can Daboll do it again? New York bump, if you do it with Dart, it's going to be viewed that he identified Dart as the quarterback of the future. They've got star talent both sides of the ball. That's why I like them going over 5.5 wins. I was considering Daboll at 30 and a very similar case for Morris at 30. He isn't viewed as a great coach, but if they surprise Atlanta and they win the NFC South and Penix is good, the credit is going to go somewhere, and it might be Morris.
I totally forgot, being in New York, they can't bet on stuff like this. So I'm rifling
through
my apps right now.
Yeah,
I'm looking through BetMGM. You cannot bet on things like that in the state of New York. I totally forgot about that. So Shope and the Bulldog talk about this all the time because they're in Buffalo, and I'm in New York City right now for the day. Cannot bet on any awards in this state. Isn't that crazy? Why is that a thing?
Stupid. I feel bad for them every time they talk about it. Yeah, I know. Idiotic. And then it's like, so Felica emailed me yesterday about Survivor. He lives in Connecticut, as you know. He can't do it there. But since you guys are in New York, you're recording the show later today. It's like, so I can sign up when I'm in New York or this weekend when I'm in Iowa? I'm like, yeah. Can I make my picks from Connecticut? Yes. But you can't sign up in Connecticut. So stupid.
It's so funny. I just saw him during the break and he goes, tell Joe R. I said, what's up? He probably just signed up. He's here right now in the other room.
Yeah.
He probably just signed up. As for Coach of the Year, I like D'Amico Ryans a little bit. He's kind of jumping off the rail to me. D'Amico Ryans.
Wow. It feels like people are forgetting about the Texans. Last year, they got all the hype going into the season, but not so much this year. All right. The debut of a new segment here on Bet Sweats. It's called 10 Toes Down. You want to be here. That's next on the BetMGM Network.